Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is The Bird Show.
Look, having any stressful conversation with your mom, woo, the anxiety can ping, right? Knowing that you're going to go to your mom and say, hey, mom, I know you're messing around on dad and you got to stop it. Oh, makes my butt pucker.
Among other things.
Yeah.
All the things pucker.
But that's exactly what happened. And today is follow-up Thursday. And you guys remind us of Bird Show storylines that we haven't had, that we haven't closed up. And Jackie West said, Bert, last summer, you had a woman named Mary who had called her mom when she was supposed to be on a girls' trip. Before the call disconnected, she heard her mom fooling around with another man. Did Mary ever tell her dad? From Jackie.
So this has been almost a year, just a little over a year to the date. We heard from Mary last June. Mary called her mom while she was supposedly on a girls' trip. Before the call could end, oh, I remember this. She heard her mom speaking to a man in the background. She continued to listen until she heard what she suspected was her mom being intimate with another man that was not her father.
Yeah. There's only one thing grosser than hearing your parents having sex, and that's hearing your mom having sex with another man that's not your dad.
Yeah. That wins. When her mom returned from her trip, she confronted her. She told her everything she heard, and her mom was upset. She told her not to mention anything to her father. She wanted to say that she was having problems with her father, and the rest wasn't her business. Mary was still conflicted about what to do after speaking to her mom. Did she ever tell her pops what was going on?
I'm trying to remember what our advice was at the time also. Because my knee-jerk reaction right now is, I'd stay out of it. Like, you already talked to mom, told her it's bugging you. Going to dad about it just seems explosive. They're adults. You don't know what arrangement they made or anything.
She's a grown woman. There's not much you can do. Here's the update. After a lot of internal struggle and contemplation, I made the difficult decision to stay out of my parents' marital issues completely. As much as it hurt me to hear what I did and to know about my mom's betrayal, I realized that interfering by telling my dad wouldn't necessarily solve anything. In fact, it could potentially make things worse or irreparably. Ooh, I'm struggling with that one.
You got it.
Irreparably.
There you go.
Damage their relationship. I didn't want that burden on my conscience or to be responsible for the potential collapse of my parents' marriage. For the sake of my own mental health, I decided to keep what I overheard to myself. I didn't want to involve myself further in their personal lives. I had to prioritize my own well-being and not let their issues consume me. It was a difficult choice, but I believed it was the right one. Even though it has been a while since that incident, and I want to be honest, I'm still upset and disappointed with my mom. We haven't talked about what happened since that confrontation. However, I have noticed the struggles my parents have been facing over the past year. It's evident that their relationship isn't as strong as it used to be. But here's the thing. There has been no mention of divorce either. I can't say for sure if my mom ended the affair or not. I don't have all the information, and she hasn't said anything to me about it. All I can do is hope and pray that she reconsidered her actions, felt enough shame to end whatever she was doing, and is working on repairing the damage she caused. I genuinely want my parents to get through their issues, strengthen their bond, and keep our family intact. Mm. So, that's all I have to update you on. I'll let you know if that changes.
Ooh. So I can never look at my dad the same way after he told me how he screwed around on my mom and my stepmom. I can never look at him the same way. he thought, you know, I think it was like my 21st birthday, and he was like, all right, you're a man now. We can be friends, all right? We can be friends.
We can confide in each other.
Yeah, we don't need to have this father-son relationship anymore. We can be friends. So he proceeded to tell me about how many times he had screwed around on my mom, screwed around on my stepmom, how we sort of had a almost like a secret hidden life in Las Vegas. We were living in San Diego at the time. And he was showing me pictures of the woman that he was having an affair with and stuff. Yeah, my dad wasn't a good dad. but I knew he wasn't a good person, but at that moment when he shared all that with me, I could never look at him the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think to some extent as a kid, like you sort of see your parents, like you know they have flaws, but to you they sort of seem like superheroes. They sort of seem infallible to some extent. So when that curtain gets drawn, I mean, at least for my parents, like if my dad ever came to me and was like, hey, let me tell you about the time I cheated on your mom, you do the same thing for me.
I think with... I never had any kind of ideas that my dad was a superhero ever. I just didn't know the depths of it. And I don't think it even surprised me. But just hearing the words coming out of his mouth, that's a game changer.
It's one thing to think it.
Yeah.
It's another thing to know it.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't recover from that at all.
Uh-uh.
This is The Burt Show.